Peers are in complaining mood about tuition fees and there's a row at question time as we review what's happened today in Parliament in half an hour. First on BBC Radio 4, God is back from his gap year and he's not a happy deity.
Old Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring Annette Crosby as Edith, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, Andy Hamilton as Satan, and Timothy West as God.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. I think about...
OK, Chantal. I'm going to be honest with you. You are clearly one of the most determined contestants there's ever been on The X Factor. But in my book, you chose the wrong song.
But I love that song so much.
Oh, I know, but that song is not suited to your voice.
Well, why not?
Because it requires notes.
Please, please, let me stay in this competition. I know I can make it to the top.
You can't, Chantal.
Okay.
No, listen, Chantal.
Look, I know I need to work on my voice and my look, right? But deep down in my
Chantal, I'm sorry, but you will never, ever make it to the top and become a pop superstar because you are dead.
I can overcome that.
Chantal!
I've overcome so much already. The alcoholic mother, the abusive father, all those singing teachers who committed suicide.
Chantal, listen to
me. I've been to hell and back.
Trust me, you haven't. Look, you got run over as you left your audition. Do you remember now? The audition where Simon Cowell said that the only way you could ever win the X Factor is if the X stood for excrement. Scumspawn, I just don't know how we can disabuse this one. She seems to be under the impression that being dead classifies as a minor disability. I mean...
Indeed, sire.
Scumspawn?
Yes, sire?
What do you think it does for my credibility as Satan, the Prince of Darkness, to find myself standing next to a demon who is knitting?
I'm just making a pair of little booties for baby Patrick, sire.
Little booties?
Yes. Well, he's about to leave hell and I'm worried that he might feel the cold.
Yeah, well, he's not leaving till I find him some new parents. Don't put the booties on him now, he won't feel the benefit. You're going to miss him when he's gone, aren't you?
Yes, it'll feel strange having an empty papoose. Is the little fella all right back there?
Hey, oh yeah, he's picking bogeys and then eating them.
He's seen me doing that.
Yeah, but you spread yours on toast, don't you?
Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Don't sing, Chantal.
Why not?
Because hell is supposed to be your realm of torment.
So, this is Scumspawn's work, is it?
Yeah, he was concerned that with that flea-ridden mutt scamp gone up to heaven, I'd feel sad and lonely, so...
He made you a clockwork dog.
Yeah.
It's only got three legs.
I know. I used to have five, but two fell off.
Oh, well, it's the thought that counts.
I knew you were going to say that.
How?
Because people always do. I'd open my Christmas present, and they'd say, "Do you like it?" And I'd say, "No, it's crap." Then they'd run up upstairs crying, "It's the thought that counts, Daddy."
Do you know what the greatest regret of my life is?
Looking like that?
Letting my daughter marry you.
Listen, our marriage could have worked out if it hadn't been for outside interference. There were three of us in that marriage.
Yes, my daughter, you and the police.
No charges were ever brought.
Oh, that's one of your favourite sayings, isn't it, Thomas, eh? That and nobody was ever found. Now, are you two having a bit of a row? Because I happen to have two pairs of boxing gloves here. Come on. Best of 12 rounds. Please, come on, it'd be a real crowd pleaser.
Well, I'm up for it.
Splendid!
I'm not engaging in fisticuffs just to gratify your cruel whim. Besides, I don't approve of boxing. Boxers get brain damage.
Listen, if you're thick enough to want to earn a living being punched in the head, there's not much point worrying about brain damage, is there?
Come on, Edith. I'm ready for you.
I said no.
Oh, but that leaves Thomas without an opponent. Or does it? Well, you're clearly up for a fight, Thomas, and I wouldn't want to disappoint you, so...
Who's this?
This is Mr. Marciano, Thomas. Oh. Rocky, meet Thomas.
Is this the bum who called my mother a whore?
I'm afraid it is, Rocky, yes.
No. What? I never...
Round one!
No! Ow!
Bob and weave, Thomas. That's the secret.
Sire.
No. Bob and weave, I said. That's more cower and bleed.
Sire.
Oh, what is it now, Scumspawn?
Well, it's just you won't let Thomas take too much punishment, will you? Only he's shown definite glimmers of humanity recently.
Scumspawn, a few moments ago, he was perfectly happy to box a little old lady who's half his size. But funny enough, I reckon she would have won, but...
Fine punch, Mr. Martiello.
You're enjoying this, Edith, aren't you?
No, not at all. I was merely admiring the athletic technique, that's all. I still abhor the violence.
Oh, right, yeah, I can see the gleam of abhorrence in your eye.
I still don't think it's fair, my liege, to subject Thomas to this much punishment. Ooh. I think you should stop it.
No need, Rocky stopped it. Hey, did you enjoy that, baby Patrick? Yeah, you're right, it was funny, wasn't it?
You see, this is what I said from the start. Being in the company of Satan can have an adverse effect on a baby.
Yeah, I think there's a chapter about that in Penelope Leach.
I thought you were going to return him to the land of the living.
I'm doing my best. I've been trying to find the baby some decent parents. Have you any idea how hard that is?
Excuse me, Mr. Satan. Are there any other bums you want me to fight?
Not for now. Thanks, Rocky.
Can I fight someone who can defend himself sometime? Only I find this kind of perpetually humiliating.
That is part of your punishment, Rocky.
Could I fight Joe Louis?
No.
Why can't I fight Joe Louis?
Because he's fighting Charles Hawtrey. Eternally.
Had an idea about the baby.
Maybe he could be raised by wolves like Mowgli.
My idea.
He might like being raised by wolves.
My idea.
Bit embarrassing at parents' evening. This is my dad. This is my dad. Ignore the teeth, he's a wolf.
My idea is that we give baby Patrick to my niece, Rosalind.
Your niece?
Yes. She'd make the perfect mother. She's kind and patient and she makes nice cakes. And she's always wanted a child, but sadly it wasn't possible for her and her husband to have children because he was always off screwing his secretary.
So are they still married?
No. Nope.
So if we gave her Patrick, she'd be a single parent. I'm not sure I like the idea of that, my lord.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, personally, I'm all in favour of the one-parent family because it means a kid's got one less parent to screw him up, doesn't it?
But practically, how do we do it? How would we just present her with a baby?
Yes, that is tricky.
Tricky? That's not tricky.
No,
I just erase her memory of the last year and then convince her she's had a baby.
You can actually erase people's memories?
Of course, yeah. Why do you think the Italians keep voting for Berlusconi? I mean...
What about the neighbours, sire? Won't they be puzzled when she suddenly acquires a baby?
I'll brainwash them as well. Where does she live?
Peterborough?
Oh, that'd be an easy brainwash. I wouldn't even need to put them on full cycle. Come on. Edith, write down your niece's address, and I'll take him to the Angel Gabriel now, and he can effect the transfer.
You mean baby Patrick is leaving right now?
Yes. Why?
Well, can I just have a moment with him, sire?
Oh, all right.
Cheer by, little fella. You won't remember me. Well, it's probably best if you don't, actually, but... listen, you go and have a great life, do you hear? Make lots of friends and... most important of all, mind how you cross the road.
Scumspawn, we have to go.
Remind me, how do you restore this baby to the mortal world?
Oh, well, only God can do that, yeah. He's got this little green button. But I've persuaded the angel Gabriel that he should secretly press the button.
Persuaded him?
Yep.
You mean you blackmailed him?
Yep. You should have seen the angel Gabriel's face when I showed him those photos I faked. Of him snogging Richard Dawkins. He looked, I tell you, he looked... Well, he looked like that. Hello, Gabriel. Well, what are you doing down here in hell?
It's about your plan. I think we might have a bit of a problem.
What is this problem?
Me.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay, Patrick. Don't be frightened. It's just the voice of God.
God?
Yes.
Well, where is he? I can't see him.
No, but I can see you. I can see all of you.
It might be an idea to cower, Edith. Show mercy on I who am not worthy. I shrink before your inestimable, unfathomable magnificence.
Yes, me too. I also shrink before your... what he said.
You don't seem to be cowering, Satan.
No, I am, honest. Yeah, no, it's just I'm cowering on the inside.
I also shrink before your power and your glory, Lord. I, your servant, the angel Gabriel.
The ex-angel Gabriel.
Oh, hello. Join the club.
There is still one among you who refuses to cower before me. The morally repugnant and loathsome individual. The one who makes Pol Pot look like Noddy.
Oh, you mean Thomas?
Yes. See how he refuses to cower before me.
Well, he's unconscious. Cut us a slack.
And the baby is not cowering.
Oh, I don't believe it. Talk about needy. This well, is just...
The baby is just a baby, your totally giganticness.
And this is the baby I commanded you, Gabriel, to have removed from hell and transferred directly to heaven. But you disobeyed me. You plotted this thing.
Excuse me, your colossalness. I wonder if you could answer me a question.
It's not where was I at Passchendaele, is it? Only I'm sick of that one.
No, my question is, where exactly are you?
I am nowhere, and yet I am everywhere.
Oh, here we go.
The darkness and the light.
I hate it when he goes into this routine.
The beginning and the end.
Yeah, yeah.
The alpha and the omega.
The ant and the deck.
The spirit... The spirit and the life everlasting.
The long-winded and the pointless.
The Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost. I am all of these. Does that answer your question?
I've forgotten the question.
So, this is hell, eh? Look at the state of it, Satan. It's a total mess.
Is it? Well, not to worry. I'll leave a note for the cleaner.
But it's as good a place as any, I suppose.
For what?
For your trial, of course. Here begins the trial of Satan and Gabriel for treasonous disobedience.
Where am I?
Silence!
Has Rocky Marciano gone? I mean, I think I had him in trouble towards the end there.
Shh, Thomas! God's here.
What?
He's putting Satan on trial.
Oh, yes, result!
You stand accused of the most reprehensible rebellion against your God. It now falls to me to pass sentence. You shall both be sent
away... Whoa. Have you not missed a few bits out there? Call me a pedant, but most cases don't begin with the sentence, do they? What about the case for the defence?
Oh, that'll take ages. And I'm supposed to be playing Jesus at squash. No, I think we'll just go straight to the sentencing.
Yeah, but this is... I have not seen a more laughable judicial process since the last time I watched Judge John Deed.
May I just say your infinite never-endingness, apropos my act of disobedience, can I just make it perfectly clear that I accept full responsibility?
You're trying to wriggle out of it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You said... I accept full responsibility, which is only said by people who are trying to wriggle out of things.
There should be no wriggling out here.
No, of course not. No, your impossibly majestic enormousness. But if I could just add in my defence that Satan bewitched me.
Oh, come on, Red.
I think he might have even satanically possessed me.
I have never possessed anyone, okay? The whole idea of satanic possession is a myth that was invented by priests as an excuse to lay their hands on women.
I did not... Be quiet! Quiet, both of you. I suppose, on balance, I probably should grant some time for you to mount your defence. It's always important for justice to be seen to be done.
I should think so. Honestly. These proceedings would shame Mugabe.
Doesn't she ever give it a rest?
Not really, no.
Oh, proceed.
But the case for the defence resides in one very simple concept. Just two words. Divine incompetence.
What?
This whole Surrey saga only arose because you allowed a total breakdown in cosmic order. And as evidence for this, I refer you to Exhibit A, Mankind.
Mankind is Exhibit A?
Yes.
Well, some say mankind is the glory of my creation.
Yeah, mankind says that. Jeez, how gullible are you?
What?
Nothing, your all-knowingness. May I now present Exhibit B, Chantal. Will you step forward, please? Come on, Chantal, step forward.
Do not be frightened to stand before your God, my child.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. I mean, well, I'm just a tiny speck of dust. But you're all-encompassing, all-powerful... which means you could overrule Simon Cowell and put me through.
Put you through?
To the next round. Please, please.
What is she talking about?
I know I can win. Please,
oh,
please.
No. Oh, she's crying. I hate it when they do that.
This girl epitomises what humanity has become. a species of delusional wannabes, a species that is responsible for an intolerable strain being put on the whole system of damnation. In short, a bloody disaster. Am I right?
Well, how was I to know they were going to turn out like that? Eh? They started off being quite cute. Running around in the bushes, catching the odd animal, going ooh when they saw fire, sacrificing the occasional child to prove how much they loved me. Everything was fine. But then I noticed one of them painting on a cave wall. Not a mammoth, not a bison. No, no, he was painting something abstract. And I remember thinking, I don't like the look of that. Next thing I knew, they were starting so-called cultures with mythologies, taboos, icons, archetypes, irony. And suddenly I became an idea to be rationalized by free thinkers, to be theorized about by theologians and annoying rabbis on Thought for the Day. And to be portrayed in countless movies by Morgan Freeman.
Listen, oi, listen. You've got nothing to complain about on that score. I've been played by Liz Bloody Hurley. I had two expressions, pout and simper. And anyway, Morgan Freeman's pretty cool. I mean, he's like Barack Obama's dad.
There was a time when humans would not have dared to portray me at all.
Well, you should have thought about that before you gave him consciousness. You brought it on yourself, frankly. But the worst of it is, you lost interest in your creation, didn't you? You drifted off, leaving the whole system to disintegrate to the point where a baby, has been consigned to hell. You know I'm right. Admit that I'm right.
I admit that I made a mistake. And I want to make it perfectly clear that I accept full responsibility...
Uh-oh.
For giving you the chance to spew out that torrent of unmitigated, self-justifying garbage. Satan, I find you very guilty.
There's been no trial. Where's the jury?
I am the judge and the jury.
Oh, he's off again.
The judgment and the sentence. The lawmaker and the law.
The Laurel and the Hardy.
The Laurel and... Oh, yeah, very tricksy. For that impertinence, your punishment shall be thrice. On your knees, abase yourself before your God. Satan?
Ooh, I'm getting this very strong sense of déjà vu.
Abase yourself!
All right, I'm abasing.
Satan, I sentence you to...
Excuse me, I wonder if I could interject your fantastic indescribableness.
Oh, what is it now?
Well, it's just that Satan's act of disobedience was actually my idea.
You had the idea?
Yes.
But you have a brain the size of a cashew nut.
Yes, I know, but sometimes I surprise myself.
No, don't listen to him, you're really very bigness. He's just...
If I hadn't pressed him to help baby Patrick, then none of this would have happened.
Then you also shall face punishment. On your knees.
Then you'd best punish me as well.
Oh, what is going on? Have you all been watching Spartacus or something?
I convinced Satan that he had a moral duty to ensure that baby Patrick got to live his life.
Yes, but he didn't have to do what you said, did he? You're not his mum. He should have ignored you.
I've tried that so many times. She's relentless. She never backs down. Arguing with her is like... Well, it's like cornering a badger.
I can't smite her as well.
Oh, you can. You really can. You should smite them all. Smite her, smite Satan, but not Scumspawn.
Are you giving me smiting tips?
Well, it's just that during my time in hell, Scumspawn here has often shown me moments of kindness, generosity... and various other concepts that I've never been able quite to grasp.
You dare to tell me who I should spare? I, who fashioned the sun and the stars, who made the seas and the skies swarm with life, and who conjured fire from the belly of the earth to make the lands for beasts to roam, and who created the myriad worlds and infinite wonders of the universe?
Yes, well, you may have made the sun, and the stars, and the sea, and the skies, and the volcanoes, and the continents, and the beasts, and humanity, and the myriad worlds, and the infinite wonders of the universe, but he made me a clockwork dog!
This place is a madhouse.
Excuse me.
I have got such a headache.
Excuse me. I've got a question which has been bothering me for quite a while now, which is, why did I get sent to hell?
Well, presumably because you're a non-believer, like that little git Dawkins. You know they've started placing adverts on the side of buses, saying that I probably don't exist.
Yeah, I saw that.
I've set fire to so many buses. Those bendy ones go up like a rocket.
Right, do they? Yeah.
The thing is, I may have been an unbeliever, but that wasn't really my fault, was it?
Not your fault?
Well, it would have been easier to believe in you if you'd been easier to believe in.
Edith, I'm not sure now's quite the time.
If I'd been easier to believe in...
Yes. I mean, why do you insist on being so obscure?
Obscure?
Yes.
And what exactly would you have me do? Go on Facebook? Twitter while I'm performing miracles?
Yes, but why are you always talking out of burning bushes? Like some insane ventriloquist. And why do you only ever talk to one man and always in some remote location with no witnesses? If only you could have appeared to millions of people at once, it would have saved hundreds of years of argument. Think of the wars that would have been averted.
Shall I whopper with a thunderbolt?
It wouldn't stop.
Can I ask a question?
No, I'm a god, not an inquiries desk.
What about the baby?
Sorry?
Baby Patrick. That little fella. What's going to happen to him?
The baby's coming to heaven.
But then he won't have lived his life and, well, humans like life, don't they, Edith?
That's right. We like life. It's something to do.
Well, there's lots to do in heaven.
Oh, yeah, right.
He can contemplate and feel at peace, you know, away from the hurly-burly.
Yes, but surely he'd appreciate escaping the hurly-burly more if he'd first experienced the hurly-burly.
Oh, he's got you there. Now, that's very good.
He has not got me there. Yeah, all right, Scumspawn, you're so clever. Although I notice you've got mucus pouring out of your nose and ears and you're not bright enough to carry a hanky. But pray, enlighten me. What would you do about the baby, eh? I'm all agog.
Well, your generousness. We were wondering whether Edith's niece might be a loving parent for little Patrick.
Your niece?
Yes.
Not the one who lives in Basingstoke. With the Toyota Prius, the annoying laugh and the coke habit.
No, that's Veronica. I didn't know she had a coke habit.
No, but I did.
I was thinking of my other niece, Rosalind.
Oh, yes, I know. Her husband was screwing his secretary, you know.
Yes, I did know that.
I bet I knew it first.
Oh! Don't show off. We're not impressed.
May I just say that I am impressed, your supremely impressive impressiveness.
Oh, that's premiership grovelling. You've got to admire that.
Look, fleshlings, you have to trust me with this baby. I am your god.
Yes, but are you?
This one's going to get such a slap in a second.
You see, I've been thinking, and, well, I think I can explain you.
I don't need explaining.
You see, in the beginning, I think man saw the moon and the stars and the lightning and the storms, and I think he felt very small. So he made up a story about someone who was watching over him. And slowly, the story got more and more elaborate. And then some men started claiming that they understood the story better than everyone else. They were the priests. And to increase their mystique, their control, they added ritual and hierarchy and, most of all, guilt. But fundamentally, you're still what you were at the very beginning, a story man told himself so that he would feel less small. A sort of spiritual version of platform shoes.
What?
You had to say the last bit, didn't you?
Listen, Motormouth. If I'm just some primitive myth, then how do you explain that you are in my presence?
Am I in your presence? Or are you in my presence?
She's lost me now.
Given you are such a powerful character in man's collective psyche, perhaps you exist only in my head. Perhaps none of you actually exists in an objective sense. Not God, not Satan, not Scumspawn, not Thomas, not even baby Patrick. Oh, you're just a silly story from somewhere deep in my mind.
No, oh, it'd have to be a pretty sick mind to come up with a story like this.
Perhaps if I close my eyes like this and just concentrate really hard, then by the time I open them again, you will all be gone. Gone forever. As soon as I open my eyes. Like this. You.
Yeah, We're all still here. What a turn-up.
Baby Patrick isn't here.
Eh? What?
Patrick's gone. Oh, no. I think God's gone as well.
There's a note pinned to the angel Gabriel.
Oh, yeah, let's have a look. Ow! Oh, that's God's handwriting. I recognise the angry exclamation mark.
What does it say, my liege?
Dear Satan, I can't take any more of this. I have decided you must suffer the most horrendously cruel punishment I can think of, which is to stay exactly where you are forever with the mouthy woman, that idiotic walking mucus fountain.
Ah, that'll be me.
And that repulsive, vile, loathsome...
Yeah, well, okay, we can take the rest as read.
As for the baby, I have decided in my infinite wisdom that he shall live out his life on Earth being raised by the mouthy woman's niece.
Yes! Fantastic! Woo-hoo!
No self-clapping, Scumspawn. This isn't Strictly Come Dancing. Yours unfathomably, God. P.S. Tell that woman who thinks I'm a myth that she now has leprosy.
Oh. Oh, yes, sir, I have. Well, lucky I'm not vain.
Scumspawn, can I just say, well, thank you for sticking up for me.
It was an honour, my prince. And thank you, Thomas, for sticking up for me.
No one's ever thanked me before. Now, I tell a lie. I once got a note from Jeffrey Archer thanking me for an alibi.
Nobody's got any germaline, have they?
No, sorry, no. Of course, Thomas, you didn't stick up for me, did you?
Oh, no, I recognise that tone of voice.
Do you? Have you met Sonny Liston?
Oh, no.
Do you have to torment Thomas so, sir?
Oh, what a funny question. Hey, Edith, that trial will make an interesting last chapter of your biography of me. Oh, I meant to tell you, I found a publisher in the World of Men.
Oh, good.
Yeah, obviously his objective is to maximise sales as much as possible. So I told him it was written by Jamie Oliver.
You attributed my work to Jamie Oliver?
Don't worry, I won't let them include any recipes. I don't want to damage the book's integrity.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello, Gabriel. Forgot about you.
Yes, God seems to have left me behind.
Yes, he does. In my domain, yeah. We're a bit crowded, so I'm afraid you will have to share.
Right.
With Chantal.
Oh, God, please, no.
Catch you later, Gabby.
Oh, no.
Sing, Chantal, sing. Oh, you can
don't.
Still win.
No.
First I was afraid, oh, I was petrified.
Yeah, don't worry if your ears start to bleed. No. Cheryl Coles did that.
Oh,
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, Timothy West as God, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Annette Crosby as Edith, with Felicity Montague, Philip Pope, and Michael Fenton Stevens. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.
And that was the last in the current series. Over on Radio 4 Extra, tonight's Comedy Club continues with Lenny Henry overseeing the Brummy record shop, Rudy's Rare Records. Here on Radio 4 with today's proceedings at Westminster, beginning in a few seconds' time, right after this.
To be writing these words is, for me, to undergo the severest test of my core belief that sentences can be more powerful than pictures.
Five essays from the journalist Christopher Hitchens.
Out of a population of perhaps 84 million Vietnamese, there are as many as 1 million cases of Agent Orange affliction still on the books.
Taken from his book, Arguably.
Doesn't it ever end?